are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Navigating male stereotypes in media. This is our subject this morning in our Purposeful Parenting segment, and we're going to be joined on the line by Brother Peter Mwanga, speaking to us about this subject. And when you think about these stereotypes, you're thinking tough, emotionless, always in control, right? That's the boy media often sells us, from superhero flicks to video games. This picture of masculinity is loud, often aggressive, and rarely vulnerable. But what happens when a boy doesn't fit that mold? Is there room for a new narrative? Brother Peter Mwanga joins us on the line. My brother, good morning and welcome to the Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Good morning, my sister. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for joining us. Are you doing all right?
I'm good.
Thank you. So let's get into this. It's an interesting conversation that we're going to have. What are some of the common male stereotypes that boys see in media? And how do these influence how they act and how they express themselves?
Yeah, that's true. As you've already said, media often portrays boys and men as either tough or heroes, or they are emotionally detached. So superheroes who never cry in films, or comedians who deflect pain with jokes. This is what tells us or how they portray boys and men to be. So these stereotypes teach boys that vulnerability equals to weakness. Mm. When you are vulnerable, it means you are weak. When you are crying, it means you are not a man. Mm. And this has led many to suppress emotions and adopt exaggerated toughness. And research shows that this can harm mental health. And boys are likely, they don't seek advice when struggling. They don't show emotions. And the pressure to man up can also limit their ability to form deep or authentic relationships. And research has shown that, like here in Maui, a lot of men or boys are committing suicide, and this can be one of the reasons they don't open up.
And I actually think it's even a global thing, right? That men's suicide rates tend to be higher than women's, and to the point where there's even this understanding, apparently, this research that says that women tend to handle stress better than men. And I don't know if it's about handling stress or just being vulnerable and opening up when one needs help seems to come easier to women, or more natural to women than it is in men. Like you're saying, vulnerability is a weakness. It's viewed as a weakness in men, which causes you guys to just clam up and struggle by yourselves.
Yeah, because we are in a society whereby when you express your feelings, you are taken as you're not a real man. Mm-hmm. I think that is why the figures are like that men end up committing suicide than women.
And so how do we change that story then? Or is it already changing? Do you think we're already in a place where boys can show emotion without being labeled weak? When you look around, do you think that things are changing, or there's still more work to be done?
I think there's still more work to be done, because the figures don't lie.
Right.
Reports and research is still showing that men are still vulnerable to this, and they're not opening up, and suicide cases are common. So I think it requires rewriting the script we've been handed.
Mm-hmm.
Boys need to learn that showing emotion is not something that they should be ashamed of. Strength isn't the absence of emotion. It's the courage to feel and express it.
Mm.
So to change this, we need to celebrate the role models or the public figures who normalize vulnerability. There are people who come out and express what they have been going through and what they are going through and seek help. We should promote that. And also, we should also praise boys for honesty. Right. When someone comes out or or a boy is crying, we should admire, or we can encourage him, or instead of just telling them, "Don't cry, men, don't cry."
Yeah,
we can tell them, like, I admire how you shared what you feel, what you are feeling, mm-hmm. or we can encourage them to keep on opening up.
Okay.
So we can also use media mm-hmm. to portray or to teach boys that it is okay to feel pain. It is okay to cry.
Okay.
So I think we can change by teaching boys that it is okay to feel pain.
Mm, mm. And how do we do that? How can mentors and parents, churches, how can we offer alternative models of biblical masculinity? You talked about the media. A lot of people would say, well, I don't have access to, you know, I don't control the media. I'm just me. What can yeah. I do? What difference can I make? How would you say that each and every one of us can get involved in changing this narrative and offering these different models of masculinity, especially the ones that we find in the Bible?
Yeah, when you look at what the Bible says, for example, Jesus, there's a verse that says Jesus wept.
Uh-huh.
So we see Jesus expressing the pain, because a lot of people, when we hear the stories about Jesus, we look at him as the hero.
Mm.
But at some point, Jesus.
Yes.
And Jesus nurtured children, and he rejected violence. So it's not about being a man, being a superhero every time, being in power and control, but it's about servant leadership.
Mm.
So the church or parents should teach that true strength includes kindness. We should create a safe space for boys to share struggles without shame. And also, we can highlight modern examples of people who have prioritized fatherhood over fame. We have public figures who have come out and be real examples of this, what we are talking about. So it's about modeling that faith isn't a performance of toughness, but a journey of humility and love.
Right, right. Mm. And what impact would you say the portrayal of boys and men in music, in movies, and advertising has on self-esteem and in relationships?
Yeah, media shapes what boys believe is normal. And that's the dangerous things, because a lot of boys, a lot of people nowadays are consuming what media is portraying.
Yeah.
In shows, music, they glorify dominance. So boys learn to see relationships as transactional or competitive. So this can lead to a low self-esteem mm-hmm. if they don't fit the mold. If someone is feeling like he cannot be that real man he sees on TV or on media, that creates a low self-esteem. So as a result, we have strained relationships. There's emotional distance. So when the media gets it right, like portraying the real picture of what should be done, I think it can also help.
Mm-hmm.
To nurture our boys in a way that they can have a high self-esteem. So to answer the question, it has impacted a lot in a way that boys and men wants to be the real man they see, or the man they see on media or on TV. And this is not okay, or it cannot be done because it's not practical.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And how would you say that media representations of masculinity can be used to promote positive and healthy portrayals of men and masculinity?
Sorry, can you come again? I think there was a network problem.
how can media representations of masculinity be used to promote positive portrayals of men and of masculinity?
Okay, so I think there has to be a change. Of course, we can't control what the media gives us, but if we can, there's need to change the narrative. The media should portray, should be at the forefront to portray what is the real thing on the ground.
Sure.
Or it should encourage or teach people that even boys, men, can feel pain and can express the emotion.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we can encourage emotional literacy, and also the media should expose role models or people who are on the other side.
Yeah. I like that. And how can boys?
Sure. So
sorry. Continue.
Yeah. I wanted to add that it should give confidence. It should teach that confidence isn't about controlling others, but mastering yourself.
Yeah.
I think that's the rule.
I like that a lot. That control, because a lot of times the people who are so obsessed with controlling other people, whether that's in a leadership position or it's in a relationship, those who desire so much to control others, most of the time, they have no control over themselves.
Yes. And there's a quotation that says, real men aren't walls. They are bridges. They lift others up, not push them down.
Powerful. That's beautiful. Now, there's this dichotomy between being strong and soft, being confident and compassionate. How do we teach young men to hold on to both sides, to their strength and their softness, confidence and compassion? How do we teach them to balance both?
I think the main point is to teach men and boys that kindness is your superpower. The superpower of being in control or a hero in a way they feel they think or they show us on media, but kindness should be involved because when you are kind, you know how to act, you know what to do at the right time. So I think in short, we should remind each other, we should teach our boys that they should be kind. And to be a man doesn't mean you have to be in control of everything anytime.
Now the worry that some people might have when we have conversations like these is that, you know, you guys are trying to turn men into girls. You're trying to make men soft, and they, you know, were created to be tough. And, you know, even when you look in the Bible, yes, you talked about how Jesus was, you know, he was a friend of the children, he was compassionate to women, and he was just, you know, and he's the ultimate hero, right? But we also have people like a lot of the men who are celebrated in the Bible were warriors, and they were soldiers, and they were, you know, tough guys, the typical tough guy. And so now the question would be, are we saying that men should not be tough and strong, that men should not be assertive and leaders, but rather that they should sit down quietly in a corner, like what women are often encouraged to do, little girls are encouraged to do, just sit down quietly and, you know, just, you know, embrace the soft life, embrace your softness. What exactly are we saying here? Because that's what, I know someone out there is thinking that you're just trying to turn our boys into girls.
That's what men think. A lot of people think, but it's not about being weak or just being soft and sit in the corner just looking at things. Yeah. But when you look at Jesus, there was a time he has to be a hero, and there was a time he has to be compassionate. He has to feel, to express the emotions. So it's just about balancing up. It should not always be hero in control, hiding the emotions or showing that you are a man. No. It's about balancing and doing the right thing at the right time. When it's time to lead or to give directions as a father, and there's a time to play with the children or to teach them or to help your wife, you have to balance up.
Yeah.
So it's not about just being at the one side of the story.
Yeah, yeah. That's beautiful. And so how would you conclude this conversation?
Because as a person, we're going... Yes, continue.
Also, I wanted to ask you to just give us your final points, final thoughts that you have on the subject before we wrap it up. The main points that you want us to take away from this conversation.
Okay, I just want to say or to repeat what I say, that real men aren't wars. They are bridges. They lift others up, not push them down.
Mm-hmm.
So to be a man, to be a leader, it doesn't mean that you have to be in control or to hide your emotion or the real you.
Mm-hmm.
So boys need to learn this or need to know this when they are growing up. I think parents have a bigger role to play in teaching boys that it they should not only think that when they are boys, they are different from girls or they have different emotions. No, we are all humans.
Yeah.
So boys aren't destroyed. There are stories waiting to be told. Let's give them a better script. Let's teach them what we want them to be.
Mm. And I know that in most cases we would say that obviously boys will look up to men more than anything. And so it would be important for men to model that, for men to practice that vulnerability so that the boys, as they're growing up, have someone to look up to. Would you say that women also have a role to play, women and girls, in changing that stereotype of what we expect from men?
Yes, women also have a role to play because, as you have said, not only boys look up to men, even girls, they also look up to women. So as parents or as grown-up men and women, we have to live by example so that the young ones can have the better script.
Mm.
Sure.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for coming through, my brother. It's been an interesting conversation. It's one that I think we're going to continue to have until things completely change. I think that we are headed in the right direction, but like you said, there's still quite a bit of work to be done, I'd say, especially in our African context, more so than anywhere else. That it seems to be tougher to change those stereotypes this side than in other parts of the world.
Exactly.
Well, thank you for your time. God bless you. I look forward to chatting with you again soon.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Thank you so much.
You are tuned in to Mid Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.